and you don't need to see every story, and your life's not going to get better if you know what's in the briefcase in Pulp Fiction. It's fine. Like, go outside.
You don't need to know what's in the briefcase.
You don't need to know what's in the briefcase, man. And maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it's just you need to go out and join a Volo League, as boring as it is. Joe Biden's tape.
This P-Loop is sick.
When you see a recipe cinnamon, and it's like
pasta, you know, it's a pasta recipe, but it called for cinnamon. I was like, oh boy, because I'm not crazy about cinnamon in general. You know, I think it how it's a very powerful.
It is. Wow.
Spice.
That's the thing. It's easy to fuck up.
But yeah.
You nailed it, man.
Oh, that is nice.
This tastes. The one thing that is different that I really like that I haven't seen before is I want to know how you made the crust on top.
There's a couple of things I did differently, so we can get into that for sure.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Pull that in just a little bit closer. Yeah. And before we get fully into it, I've been still cracking up about how you started your set, so I'm introing you that way for sure right now. Guys, please welcome to the pod. It was just his birthday. He just got married. He just came out as bi.
Theo Constantino!
No! None of that was true! it kind of worked.
It's so fun. Dude, I was cracking up with it about Quick last night at Democracy.
Oh, nice.
Where, you know, we got lucky where I feel like shows lately have been just, I mean, with the changing of weather, graduation and stuff is in the air.
It's a summer slump, man.
Exactly. Yeah. They've either been poorly attended or the crowds that are there are just kind of not.
The crowds suck or they're new crowds.
Yeah, they're not fully into it.
It's people that have been inside all winter and they're thinking, oh, let's try going to a comedy show. And they're not good at like social interactions. I'm not hating on them. It's their first time. So they don't know how to react and they see comedy only through their phones. So they're just like sitting there. You say a joke and
arms
they're like
crossed. Yeah.
And they're thinking, this is really funny.
And that's just my like, least favorite.
I know. So, yeah. So, for context, what I did, this show, a buddy of mine, Jack Hall, he was hosting.
Shout out. He wants gumbo. I got to get him over here. I've been trying to lock that down.
Yeah, he's definitely a good person.
It's fun, too. It's fun, too, when I want to have people over and then they're like, oh, I would like to have this meal. And I'm like, good pick. I definitely, I need to have that one for sure.
So, he was hosting and he did a great job. And then another great comic, Maz, went up and like their stuff is great, but the crowd was just being so weird. And I was I grew to hate them. So I was like, I'm just going to make up shit. I truly did. Like, I'm not going to yell at them. I'm not going to be like, you know, screw you. You guys suck or whatever. But I was just going to make up stuff. So to try to get their sympathy. And then I just did my act and it worked.
It was because the first two, you know, I think you did Married and Birthday, right?
It's my first time ever doing comedy. It's my first time ever doing comedy, which is crazy. It was my birthday yesterday. And then I was like, I came out to my dad as bi yesterday. The last one I did feel bad about that I was like, because I was talking to you about it. I was like, I'll do something different next time. I'll be like I just got engaged, like you were saying in the intro or something.
Dude, so
but it did work.
Did you plan that or was that just in the moment? Because it looked like
I thought of it a minute before going on stage. I was like, this will be funny to me and the comics in the back. And I know some other comics are going to see that and be like, you're a piece of shit for making that. I was like, it's just a joke.
Fuck that. It was so clearly. The first one, I was like, okay, I don't know. It was weird. And then the second one is when I was like, oh, fuck, I see what he's doing. This is so funny. And then it looked like after the second one, you were kind of like putting the wheels together of like, where am I going to go for a third one? Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, fuck it, I'm bi. Here we are.
Yeah, I made what some people would call a choice. And yeah, I did that. And they were just like, wow, okay. And then they started actually, you know, feeling feelings as a person should and laughing. And then I did my set and it was still, you know, it was still kind of rough. But towards the end, they were laughing. Which was also what?
Wednesday? Was it the Wednesday or Thursday?
It was a Thursday.
Yeah. It was a quieter Thursday show in which the summer.
I also love that Ben Quick loves that because that is.
Dude, we were having such a fun time laughing about that. Where he was like, oh, he's got to do like 9 or 10 of those. And I was like, that's what I was saying.
I know you were saying that. You got to just be like, my parents got divorced.
Just hammer them.
Just got out of rehab.
He had a really good idea too, where you should devote, like, even if it's a mic or whatever, see how many of those you can do and see, like, how you can get the, like, okay, because, like, rule of threes, 3's funny. 8, it's not funny again. 20, it becomes insanely funny. And then, like, oh my God, he just did 7 minutes of this.
Yeah,
that's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It's the opposite of diminishing returns. Yeah.
Exactly. You're like, there's a chance where you could just do this for so long.
The sunken cost prophecy. Yeah. You're just like, I'm winning. Yeah.
Did you do it on Friday? Because you said you were gonna.
No, Friday got canceled last minute because of the Celtics. RIP, Celtics had a great season.
Bummer, man.
I'm not as big as a sports guy. I know you're a Knicks fan, boo. But you guys are having a great run.
I also, though,
so, respect.
I'm a massive Knicks fan, but above everything, I just enjoy good sporting events. I want to see good games, dude. Like, even if it's a soccer, like something that I'm not totally into, like, give me a 5-minute overview of cricket, and then at some point, if you're like, this is a really close match, I'll be like, fuck yeah, let's go. Like,
so
I just want to see close matches. So when Tatum and Brunson are throwing body shots at each other in that game, like, back and forth, these are two of the best in the league, I'm like, this is an iconic playoff game happening before my eyes. Tatum has been getting so much shit for so long and not really a great reason. He's just like a nice guy. And everyone shits on him because they're like, he's boring. And it's like, okay, he doesn't bring a gun into the fucking locker room. That's great. Why is that bad that he's just like a good person? So I've been coming around on Tatum and then watching him ball out in this game. It was so fun to watch, and then he just fucking got injured, and, you know, you never want to see that as a fan of a team or just a fan of the sport, and, like, that sucks.
If this was a video game, after all those sentences, it would appear on the corner, it would be like, Boston likes this. Boston approves. Yeah.
Dude, did you see the video that the Celtics did, where they just stuck a mic in front of what it looked like TD Garden or whatever.
No, they shouldn't have done that. Why would they do that? It's always a PR guy that's never read a history book. It's just like, I wouldn't take that risk. No, dude, no disrespect. I'm a Celtics fan, by birth, just because.
Just being here,
I have to. I'm not the biggest sports guy, but I just default. Like, I grew up here, you know what I mean?
I want to, because you're a pretty good wrestler, right? Isn't that
No,
your...
I've never wrestled.
I thought you were in that class of Gene Popo and Finikos and
is
where I also put you in. I thought you guys were the all state wrestlers.
No, I just look like the chosen plumber. I'm like very wide built. What did I do for sports?
Wait, so real quick, the Tatum, just as you're thinking on that. They stuck a mic and just, I guess, you know, hung a little sign up that said, like, if you want to say something to Jason Tatum, you know, here's the chance. And it was all a ton of Celtics fans obviously being like, yo, JT, we love you. You know, get well soon, man. Sorry that this happened. You know, you do so much for the city of Boston. You know, you're the best, all that. And the video ended, though, with this dude in a Knicks hat walking up and was like, yo, JT, I'm a Knicks fan, but get well soon, man. God bless. And that, I was like, that's how I feel. You put that so succinctly. It sucks. And it,
like, bing bong. Get better soon. Bing bong. You guys are truly
psychos.
I say that as like a Boston, like, whatever, like, fan that just grew up watching it that knows that, like, my people are characters, cartoon characters. You guys are also fucking cartoon characters.
Dude, have you seen some of the videos, like, that have... Dude, they... I mean, Philly, of course, you know, started the whole, like, climbing poles and stuff. You know, they got to grease the poles now in Philly. But, like, dude, there were pictures of people who climbed, like, billboards and, like, the, you know, the electronic ad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's just people sitting on top of, like, Chanel ads being like, Nixon 6! Yeah. Nixon 6! And it's a very well-known running joke now, but, like, if it... It is so true that, like, if the Knicks ever actually do win the championship, New York City will burn to the ground. It will be...
The skyline will look different.
It will. Yeah. The skyline will be orange from the
it'll
passion
be blue
of
and,
Knicks.
It'll be blue and orange.
From the flames.
But from far away, it's going to look like somebody left the stove on.
It's
on the
exactly,
city. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be blue and orange now because, like, oh, they lit up the Empire State Building. It's like, oh, these flames are burning so hot.
No, they lit up the Empire State Building.
They used it. they used
Molotovs.
They used it as kindling.
Yeah, yeah. But they're happy, so we let the kids have
fun. It's going to be Gotham. Yeah, it's going to be insanity. And... I had some Celts fans reach out and be like, congrats, all that. And, like, I'm glad that I also now get to be, like, in a small public platform, be like, that sucked for you guys. Like, fan to fan, no one wants to see that. So, bummer.
It's
one of the massive, massive negative aspects of sports. This thing that should, I talked a little bit about it on Patreon, but, like, something that brings people together and is just a fun game or whatever, you know, there has to be a loser and sometimes there's injuries and, like, that's just not fair, you know? Our bodies should be allowed to play the games we want to play.
I agree. At the same time, I mean, like, I love the teams I grew up watching. That being said, we have had such an incredible run that growing up, seeing people, like, shit on the Yankees and stuff because they have, what, like, 28 pennants? What is it, 29?
I think it's 28 World Series.
28, like, whatever, yeah. But, like, just seeing and then, like, how they would be in the playoffs every year and then they would complain. It's just, like, some of us have kind of, not the Red Sox specifically because the Red Sox are doing that great. Yeah. But we kind of have become a little bit, like, not greedy. What is it?
You expect it. I mean, dude, there's...
Yeah, expect to make playoffs every
like
year.
Like, title
and
town.
That's such a great place to be.
It truly is.
You got to check yourself a little bit where it's like, I don't know. It's
the fact that you can call yourself title town and everyone is like...
20 years were historic, dude.
Yeah, and everyone is like, yeah, you guys are title town, instead of being like, fuck you, you fucking assholes. What do you think? You're better? Like, no, you all... Like, this is a crazy, crazy run across... Yeah. Even outside of the major four, where it's like, there's been, I think, like a women's soccer team or whatever, like a women's rugby team based out of Mass that's like destroying everything.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy that this area, for whatever reason, has just been breeding championships.
Where are they having like the finals for women's rugby? Foss Park in Somerville. No, it's probably an arena. There's guardrails.
Okay, so after the sports talk, because you said you're not even a sport. Oh, what did you grow up doing though? Out of curiosity,
So I played soccer as a kid.
Everyone has.
I was bad. I was just really bad. Like, I remember, this is how bad I was, though. Like, I didn't even have, like, the athlete's mentality. I can remember this clearly. It's like a Saturday morning. It's partly cloudy or whatever. We're playing a game. My coach is yelling at me to do something. And then my mom and dad on the sidelines are yelling at me to do something. And then I start listening to them. And I'm doing something else. And I just remember my coach yelling. He's like, don't listen to your parents. I'm the coach. But he's like, you're going the wrong way. He's like, they don't know.
They're the coach in every other aspect.
I know.
I'm supposed to listen to them.
I know, but he's just like, I'm telling you, I know more about this game. Like, I just remember him yelling. Dude. He's like, why are you listening to your parents instead of your coach right now? And me being like, that's true. Just being like a nervous kid. I wasn't It was fun, man. I liked playing it, but I just wasn't good, man. I'm bad at most sports.
So, but now, though, do you look back at that and think, what a bummer, because if I liked it, because this is how I view it, and I was halfway decent at a couple of sports, is I wish I had taken it so much less seriously. Because if you're saying I liked it, and what are you at this time, 10? If it's literally...
I kind of liked it, but I was just bad at it. You know what it was? I had just like a shitty mentality of like, I'm going to go in every time I'm going to go. I'm like, I need to score at least one goal. And I never scored.
Yeah, that's...
I wasn't even on offense sometimes. I was just like, what am I doing? Like, what am I... But when you're a kid, you can't really like jump over those thoughts. You know what I mean?
You so can't just see the greater picture of like, yeah, I didn't score. I might not be on the stat sheet, but like I set up the pass that led to the pass that said to the goal. You know, my dad always, because I had the same mentality of like, I'm on defense. I played defense for a lot of my hockey career, which is like, I'm on defense. I'm not doing a lot of things that show up or that are flashy, you know, scoring goals, all that. And he was like, hey, buddy. An assist makes two people happy.
Yeah, true.
And I was okay, that's a great way to look at it. And I shifted the perspective a little bit of like, it's fun to move the puck. It's fun to throw a weird pass. It's fun to do, flash, you set somebody up. And then you also get the like.
I wonder if a spotter for a sniper has ever thought that. He's like, you know what? I'm not shooting, but I'm helping.
And also then body's not on my hands.
Yeah, I just went like this. Put my finger to the wind. Yeah, I helped. Yeah. We're both sniping.
Or does the sniper spotter feel like, you know, I forget which comedian has it, but the metaphor of like birth is creating a baby is like, you know, making a cake, where then the woman does 90% of the stuff, and the guy is like, I brought a cup of sugar.
So does
the sniper spotter feel like, I brought a cup of sugar as...
Dude, I thought you were going to go a different way with that. I thought you were going to go, you know, like, when, you know, birth, it's like the beginning of life or whatever. He's like, but if I kill him, death is the birth of a soul. He's like trying to be like, I'm doing a good thing. I guess, is that just something a psycho would say?
I take a life, but one enters. It's the circle of it all.
Can I take my shoes off? Is this... Of okay, yeah.
Dude, nice. You can... Postman asked at one point, he was like, it was before recording, and he's like, if it gets a little serious, like, I might have to pause, like, might have to want to smoke a cigarette or whatever. I was like, just open the window. Who cares? Like, when I'm recording, I want the guests to feel however comfortable, whatever they want. Them. So, yeah.
I do love that. That
dude,
post.
Take your fucking
that
shirt off.
Post, I mean, I'm gonna. That's. I was just gonna leave the shoes on. I do love that Post said that.
Oh, yeah. Post is.
I love that about him. He treats a podcast like sex. Daddy needs a break. Love Post, man.
Yeah, it was a good conversation too. So if you're listening and haven't listened to that one, go listen to Chris Post.
Chris Post is very funny.
One of my favorites around, to be honest.
Yeah, he was one of the people I would just watch before I was afraid to try an open mic, and
one of the people I still will.
He was one I'd see and be like, God damn.
Make sure to sit in the room and watch. Like if I have to pee or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I hear like, welcome to the stage, Chris Post. I'm like, well, I guess I can't go to the bathroom now. I got a 10 minutes of just being a comedy fan.
Yeah.
So shout out Postman. But yeah, dude, take him off. So it's a bummer that, like, just going back to that, of you liked it a little but didn't feel good at it. And that's something that I completely get as well, because I've been trying to be less hard on myself lately, because I feel like...
Yeah, you gotta.
Throughout my entire life, something that has always been said about me is Danny is his own worst critic.
Yeah, same. Especially when I started.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like a lot... You could say that about a lot of people. I feel like it's true. You know, you're always your own worst critic. You know, hopefully if you have some sense of normal ego, you know, you can check yourself. So I get the idea of like, man, I suck at this, so I'm not going to do it. I'm trying to be like, man, I suck at this, or I'm not great at it, but I'm still having fun.
Yeah, because everybody sucks at something. And if you're too critical, you don't allow anything to grow.
Dude, and even the things you're good
any
at.
Any idea.
If you're too critical, you revert backwards.
Yeah. You like, revert to like, I don't want to say a safe place, but you revert to just like a prior you.
Or even just you white knuckle it and you know, like this is an example that I've been feeling is like whenever I feel like I've been very busy lately and you probably feel it as well, jumping show to show, a day job that won't get referenced,
yes,
of course.
I'm booked too much. Yes. I hope it keeps going.
So when you have these opportunities of relaxation or for fun, for how I've been feeling lately is like I'm white knuckling that activity of like, I need this to be fun. I need this to be relaxing. Yeah. I need this to go well.
You know what the toughest part of that is? It's keeping your hand on the wheel, but just relaxing the grip. It's almost it's paradoxical a little bit where you're just like, I'll have fun or I'll be bored and it's okay. I still rest.
I think it's,
you know what I mean?
Was Joe List and God, do I want to make that man a chicken parm, because how often he talks. So that's like on my pod bucket list for sure, is making him a chicken parm. He said it's like a rope. Imagine life and fun and all of that as a rope, and how if you pull a rope and grip it too hard, it's going to burn your hands. It's going to be painful. It's going to be callousy. It's going to be uncomfortable. But if you just loosen that grip a little bit and let things happen and almost let the rope be dragged by its weight and you're just kind of like going with it, you know, your palms aren't roasted. They're not red. They're not burned up.
Yeah, people just think it's your birthday at a comedy show. Yeah.
And I'm trying to go back to that of like, you are literally white knuckling this rope right now.
Yeah.
You got to loosen up just a little bit. And hearing that, like, man, I sucked at it, so I just like stopped doing it, is like, yeah, I'm still doing as a 30-year-old.
I didn't stop. I think I might have misspoke. I didn't stop doing it because I didn't want to. It was one of the things where I stopped doing it because my family wanted me to go to Greek school to like learn Greek and stuff.
So you have to, one or the other situation, I guess.
I mean, yeah, it was just like a little bit like I've always hated running, for the listeners that can't see.
Dude, running sucks.
I know, for the listeners that can't see me, I am not by any means fast. Like whenever I've seen, you know, whenever you watch a movie or like a TV show and the cop's like, no sudden moves. Whenever I think that, I'm like, I've never done that ever. I'm like, what is that?
Dude, have you done that as a bit?
No, no.
That's pretty funny.
Thank you.
That's a pretty solid that you could totally
Thanks, man.
Leg that out and get a little more from. But
I just, yeah, there's something. It feels like, I don't know, man. It feels like running just has always felt like homework for your legs. You know what I mean? It's just very tedious. I can never keep up the pace because they say you're supposed to, I don't know, man. I would just love to be able to run a mile in like 2 minutes, which is impossible. I know.
2 minutes is,
I know this is a fat guy.
Impossible.
Yeah, this is a fat guy just talking out of his ass, but it'd be so great to just be done with it and then just, that's my workout for the day.
Oh, I see what right. Just to be able to knock it out versus.
Because for me, when I was running, excuse me, hope you guys caught that burp. When I was running, I was doing like slow, like 10-minute miles.
But that's okay. So perspective. Someone's gonna hear that listening and be like, 10-minute miles. That's what I'm shooting for. So put that into perspective.
But going into kind of what you're saying about like this whole battle of like trying not to white knuckle and stuff.
Yeah.
Whenever I do anything and I compare myself to like the people who are like the best at
the Kenyans that run a 4-minute mile.
Okay, maybe not the Kenyans. I know I have some similarities to them, but no. I mean, like, oh, the standard is like 6-minute miles, right?
That's the standard, bro.
No, for not for marathon. Isn't it for runners to like qualify for the
six
marathon?
Is like really fast.
No, but is that not the minutes to qualify for the marathon?
I don't think so.
Oh,
For the Boston Marathon, you'd have to run a 6-minute mile?
Well, then what the hell is 6 minutes, where it's like that's the gold standard for like, oh, you're doing a good pace?
I think you just used two different words. You said six is the standard and then said gold standard. Yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah, that is different.
So I'm going to Google what is the average mile for a 30-year-old man. Mile time for a 30-year-old. Because six is like, yeah, dude. For a 30-year-old man, the average mile time can range from 9.5. So bump it up to 10. You're at about that now. For a beginner to 5:09 for an elite runner.
Oh, no, I was running 10-minute miles in college. Fuck no. Not now. I don't know what I could run.
But 5:09 elite, so add 50 seconds. Six is like, you're up there for sure. Don't say six.
My running pace now is probably one episode of Chopped a mile. Yeah.
That's not, hey man.
That's a slog. I know, but whenever I see that, I'll compare myself to doing something like that. And it's not, I'm not at the point now where like I make myself feel bad, but it's just more of like, it's just a goal that I set. And it's easier work now to just not get mad at myself, but it's more just not being a lazy fuck.
I'm going to take that sentence with me. It's easier to not get mad at myself, because I think you're right about that in
because why should you be
mad,
a lot
of aspects.
Why should you be mad that you're trying to be better?
Like, because I'm not getting better as fast as I want.
But you're still getting better. Some people get stuck and...
Progress isn't linear.
I mean, we do comedy. How many people do we see that are in it for decades and do puns? You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm...
That...
Definitely going to cut this part at 26:30, but did you see
the
this
year?
Is, by the way, don't worry, this is all going to be cut.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, okay. even if it was, even right if now. It was, what I'm gonna say is gonna make a lot of sense and can't really, they can be mad at me if they ever hear this, is that just like, I think if somebody is doing comedy less than 2 years, you can't really judge them and say that they suck, like the way we see other comics that are bad, like they're bad right now because they're new.
You're learning. Yeah, you're learning
that's,
to walk.
That's why like I just disagree with because we all talk shit. We talk shit about people that have been doing it for a while that should know better. But I just think
text I showed you at the gym.
Huh?
Text I showed you at the gym.
Oh, yeah. But I think if someone is brand new, they should be given some like grace period of just like, dude, they're new and they're fucking dumb. They're literally throwing shit at the wall, hoping it sticks. Yeah. And yeah, there should just be a grace period. That's why like I don't like talking shit about open micers that much, because they just truly do not know. I disagree with that happened.
Yeah,
and it's honestly not even worth it, man, because they're either gonna figure it out or they're gonna suck and quit in obscurity
or just suck and live their life. And like, yeah, how does that affect you? You know, it's
not worth his time.
It's
for how long he's been doing it, it's not worth
it's
it.
It's certainly not. And it just is mean. You know?
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, I think some people need to, could use a little meanness, I would say. Like, especially people that have been doing it, especially when people are malicious, I think, or if they have such a big ego, that they can be a dick. It's like, all right, be a dick back. See how they like it. Treat them how they
treat
others.
That's what I'm trying to do now with these comments. I'm trying to, like, not be such a nice boy makes the video, and then if you show up and are an asshole, if you're opening the door, like I'm trying to be a little more of a gunslinger, you know, and be like, sure, okay, you're I've been doing this for a while, like,
sure,
I know what is funny to me, at least. I know people will find it funny.
Yeah,
some will, some won't. So like, if you don't, just fucking keep scrolling, or you know, like, shut up at the show. You don't have to...
Wait, what are some of the comments people have been saying?
Oh, dude. Someone told me to go blow my brother today as a comeback, and I was like, that's such a... Like,
but I get it. Can I just say one thing?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to them for, like, thinking about your brother. I think he might need one.
my non-existent brother.
Yeah, your non-existent brother. He was just like...
Wow, they wish you had more family.
Yeah.
And that your family was happy.
That so that one was an easy response of like, I hope for the rest of the day you're annoyed about how big of a whiff that this comeback was. I hope, you know, you're...
Oh, wow. That's... I kind of just immediately jumped to violence sometimes. Like, I did a rant I posted on Threads about how I just hate how much, like, with movies, TV shows, like, nerds, specifically, like, nerd culture, like, because I grew up reading comic books.
Yeah.
Stuff. I'm not, like, the most knowledgeable comic book nerd, whatever, but they're so, they've been fan serviced so much, they're now the whiniest fucks on the planet,
dude. The fandom it's of like things
I wouldn't be surprised if they did 2 hours on Admiral Akbar, the guy from Star Wars that yells it's a trap. Where it's, oh, where'd that quote come from? It's like, he used to play a game with his best friend who's now dead, and to win the game you had to yell it's a trap. It's like, everything doesn't need to be a fucking story, right? And you don't need to see every story, and your life's not going to get better if you know what's in the briefcase in Pulp Fiction. It's fine. Like, go outside.
You don't need to know what's in the briefcase.
You don't need to know what's in the briefcase, man. And maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it's just you need to go out and join a Volo League. As boring as it is, and it gets shit on, play softball with people and be like, oh, yeah, it's bigger than just watching a movie. Like... But some guy wrote, yeah, I'm going to keep doing that. Go play in traffic. So I was like, keep chugging shit, you smooth brain twat.
That's dude.
So that's usually what I do. And
keep chugging shit,
you smooth brain twat. I just thought of that. I'm like, if it sounds melodic in any way, I'm like, I have to type.
Oh, yeah. If sonically it sounds good, you got to rip it. I'll think on a couple that like might have actually gotten to me, but the ones that always annoy me about the world are the ones with the parents, the ones who are parents, the ones with kids, where it's like,
I think that's so funny. Why? Not that they're being mean to you, but that they're like, cause they, yeah, I know what you're talking about. They have a photo with their kids and they're just like writing on some, they're like, slut. I'm like, dude, that's ballsy. It's shitty, but it's ballsy too. I'm like, we know what your family looks like.
Cool photo with your daughter as you call someone a slut.
Yeah,
like we can find out where they go to school. We can find out what they eat for lunch, and then we can poison that lunch.
But that's the thing. I respect that more than the people online that have just like an anime profile pic and they say vile shit. It's just like, you guys are cowards. At least they have like the guts to be like, yeah, this is my family and this is how I truly feel, whether it's an ugly feeling or not, and something that's
whether it's an ugly child or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the kids usually are just homunculuses. They're disgusting.
Crazy when you click into one and you're like, wow, you're really confident for a child that looks like a bridge troll.
Yeah, it looks like he was grown in a jar.
Yeah, eight or a 77,000 year old wizard that
and I know. So that's like I respect it, even though it's shitty, I hate it. But I'm like, yeah, it's because I guess I just hate the cowardice more of hiding behind that.
So a mixture of weirdly personal but still cowardice was a profile picture. Not, you know, it was of, I think, Trump doing some AI bullshit, you know?
Like, the Jack Trump AI is so funny. Because there's people that, they did the medical whatever tests on him. And the numbers they released is that he had, like, 3% body fat and stuff. And that he was just, like, dense full of muscle. And... I don't know if your listeners would know who Ronnie Coleman is. He's one of the greatest powerlifters, bodybuilders of all time. At his peak, he was at like five.
Peanut. Yeah, buddy.
Dude, I love that guy. I watch.
He's the man.
I want that to be my alarm clock when I wake up. just wake up and it's just like lightweight. But dude, him, one of the greatest athletes, like. Lifting athletes ever.
Crazy.
Was probably at like 4%. So for them, it's just so stupid and so funny.
It's all just easily researchable of like,
well, it's also just easy to look at them. You're like, yeah, I know what, and to know what 3% means.
Like, have you seen how transparent 2% milk is, you fucking idiots?
So it was basically, you get exactly the vibe of the picture. I'll tell you, another bleep, 34, the handle, because I don't want anybody to go looking for this or like give them the actual public space. The handle was, so immediately I'm like, okay, this pairing, handle name with like, this is obviously just some bullshit troll account. They were quoting my manifesto joke to me and saying that they were a bartender at King's.
Oh shit.
And we're, yeah, and they'd be like,
and they were trolling you?
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, what, like, you just gonna do your manifesto joke again? Like,
holy shit.
Oh, that's such, that's like a bullshit joke. Like, on 3-4 videos, they would then just continue. And I, this is one that I didn't reply to because I was like, this is a little too weird. You're either like a comic or like actually a bartender, you know, whatever. Like,
true, it could be a comic saying they're a bartender.
Yeah, this is like a little too close to the vest. I'm going to just let you gas yourself out. And they haven't commented on anything since.
Hey, you could just dox them.
It's maybe if I ever find out who it is. But I also don't want to be like, this is their handle. Like,
why not? Fuck them.
Fair.
If they keep commenting on your shit, dude. You're saying you want to be more of a gunslinger? You got to take the gun out of the holster first.
I feel like this would also, though, be like,
it could be petty. True. Now that I'm thinking about it, it could it's be.
It also just gives them credence, and I'm merely telling you as a friend, like, we're, this is that weird wall of, like, I'm talking to you as a friend, but also, like, we are recording.
Nah, I know.
So, like, I don't want them to be like, he's still thinking about me. It was like, oh, it popped into my brain because of the, you know, question that you asked. And this was a super weird one.
I think the thing that people in general need to understand is that I think every comic is always going to think about shit, no matter what. Yeah. It's not just a you thing. You're not the only one that does that. I think about comic. Dude, I think about one of the worst bombs I ever had.
Oh no, yeah, I'm not saying I'm spent. Yeah.
I'm at the Crack in Quincy. It doesn't exist anymore. It was a really rough and tumble Irish bar. I went up. I did 10 minutes. Maybe 5 of them were coherent. And I just bombed really hard. And I go up to the bar after, and I go to get a beer. And this old woman is there with two. She slides one over, and she just goes, "Hey, at least you showed up." That fucking hurts, dude. There's.
Plenty,
I think I would almost prefer the YouTube comments over the in person. Like, I know where you're at, and I know how bad it is.
There's plenty that I can, you know, remember and stay awake at night thinking of, like,
but,
that.
But we all have
not.
That
yeah.
Shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. No.
It's not just you.
It just was so weird to be like, you know, in the sea of comments, both, you know, mostly nice, some, to just have one be like, I know you. You don't know me right now because I'm doing this from a private troll account.
Those are also pretty good numbers, man. There's always going to be one. It's just like at a show, how there's always, when a show's going great, there's always going to be one person, arms crossed, like.
And that, again, I'm trying to split the hair between, like, I don't care about that part. Again, dude, one of my friends now, who I would consider a decent to good friend.
Sure.
Told me when they first met me, they were like, yeah, I really hated you. And I was like, that's kind of been my whole life. It's like, you either lean one way or the other with me.
I've been the person that hates people for no reason.
Yeah.
And regrets it later. Yeah.
There's not a lot of neutrality, I feel, which is fine. I just have to accept that. I'm just trying to split the hair between, like, it more creeped me out than bothered me.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, weird. You are tertiary involved in my life somehow, claiming to have seen me, quoting this joke at me. Thanks for remembering the joke. You know? Like, you keep quoting. Like, clearly it's stuck in your head.
Yeah, exactly.
It felt like a level one stalker. And that's where I was like, oh, this is...
I think less of a stalker, more of just like a somebody that hater, like, just doesn't like you.
Yeah,
like,
that too. Which I can accept that way easier. That's been...
But I mean, if you're getting a bunch of nice comments and then there's one bad one...
Oh, yeah,
that's
no.
Those numbers are great.
Oh, yeah. I'm super grateful for...
It's like your comments are running a 6-minute mile. It's not good pace.
It is certainly slowed for, you know... And that's also, I think, people have, you know, been like, that's great. I'm super happy for you. And like, I wish that I would have that, you know, like it was super, super random. I am super grateful. And also B, it definitely is just all a cycle. It's all
it like, is, man. Yeah.
So like the ones that
you're going to get more fans, but the ones in that turn, do, you're also going to get a little few more people that are dicks.
Oh yeah. But I also meant like, some videos also perform like shit. Like, don't, like, they're not all bangers, and I'm not, you know, it's not.
Sure, but then you're doing the
perfect
work.
Perfect. Yeah, that's doing the work. I think so. That's what it is. I'm just trying to keep the ball rolling at this point. Is like, yeah, who knows where it's going to. I'm just trying to, like.
Yeah, and you should, man. If it's working, it's working.
And occasionally maybe pull the gun out and. Yeah. Fire.
Not an actual gun.
Yeah, the metaphorical gun.
Danny's
slinger.
Got a gun.
That's how I got suspended when I was in fifth grade.
What? You had a gun?
No. No. I'm trying. I've done this as a bit once. And it felt really raw, and I think
so. What's wrong with that?
One day it will be funny. It felt like too raw for me, but
say it raw.
We as comics know that the devil is in the details. So, how many times in your life have you heard someone or even yourself say, "I'm gonna kill that person"?
Yeah, a good amount.
Exactly. So, with that being said,
yeah,
fifth grade Danny, after being rejected by a crush, trying to be funny and brush the L off, decided to say, "I'm going to kill that person." I'm not going to say their name right now for more editing. But the only problem was I decided to get specific and say how. Which was a double barrel shotgun.
Yeah. Yes, it was. That is. That's what some people in suits would call premeditated. Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the kids that I said it to was like, "Yeah, no, that's, you can't. I mean, I have to go tell someone." They didn't say that to me. They just were like, "I'm."
I love that what you said was so like. Above the mentality that the kids were like, "We need to be adults right now."
We all stopped being 10-year-olds in
that
moment.
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah, I just watch like FBI files all the time. I would get home from school and watch this crazy true crime show, eat my little microwaved nachos and cheese, and be like, "Yum yum yum, yes, firearm knowledge." So,
wait, were your parents working? Was your mom working?
She did. She ended up becoming a lunch monitor because she was bored and like was not working.
Cool.
So I would end up seeing her, and it was awesome, and I truly loved it.
Yeah.
No, she was around. It's not like, you know, I just liked the show. Like it was
damn. No, because that's in fifth grade.
Yeah, I would have like
been
10.
11. So then
I was young for my grade too. So if you were 11, I was one below you.
Oh yeah, you were
my cutout. Yeah,
yeah. So I was still probably watching like Pokemon and shit. Damn,
I was also doing that. Don't worry. It was a contrast of like cartoons and then also like.
What's gonna happen with the Jefferson murder? And also, I hope Ash catches Lugia. Oh fuck! You were having those both thoughts in your head.
So yeah, so that of course, and also at the time I'm like, I think I like this girl, but I don't really know how to express it.
Yeah.
It's just all of this whirlwind of shit. So then obviously they go and tell a teacher because they did the right thing. But then also in my brain it's like, fuck you guys, that's not the right thing. I'm so embarrassed right now.
I mean, it kind of is the right thing.
Yeah, but also fuck them.
I don't know
them.
If you're familiar with the U.S. history of school shootings, but those kids were right a little bit.
Okay, Theo. Whatever, take their fucking side.
I'm sorry I didn't want you to kill someone.
Dude, but I also, so this is what, you know, then obviously like you go home, don't come back until you're in therapy. I went to therapy. Mandatory therapy. I went like, I think it was literally one time, two times maybe. Yeah. And both times I have such a clear memory of the therapist being like, "Hey, we can't really do this unless you tell me what you said." And I was like,
I'm so embarrassed. I know it was wrong. I'm sorry. I don't want to be
Now I just want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Dude.
Is so, that better?
No.
So, like, this whole event is such, like, a weird burrito of trauma that, like, yes, doing it on stage was very funny and went very well, but immediately afterwards I was like, I don't think that this is going to become part of the act for now, at least.
I mean, you clearly know that that's wrong.
I knew then it was
wrong. It'd be weird if you were like, yeah, man, 2022 was a crazy year. You know, you were a kid. You were, what grade were you in? Fifth?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade. Yeah, that's...
And, dude, it was literally just the specificity. Because then my mom, later, we were laughing about it, but also this did help me, where she was like, dude, I'm a lunch monitor now. I've heard so many worse things.
Yeah.
And I just am like, hey, you can't say that. That's wrong. And they're like, okay, I'm sorry. They do react the same way.
Yeah.
So that was like the, again, a moment of rawness, burrito trauma, where like, hey, it's funny, but like, maybe not every time I step on the stage I can do this. Like, dude, I haven't even told that story to anyone. And, like, people will hear this and it'll be different because they're listening to it and I'm telling it to their face. But even telling you right now, I'm like, I know it was... I was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
We're, you know, now we know, again, the devil in the details. You know that's how you deflect from however you're feeling is humor. And trying to switch just the situation.
Horrible shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure, yeah. No, I get it.
I don't even know. What did you say that even brought that up for me?
I don't know, man. We've been spinning a yarn.
It's fun, dude.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. We're
going to talk about a Friday show. Then I mentioned basketball. And that really led down to the New England.
This is the fun.
The New England rabbit hole of sports.
Did you ever get suspended for anything? Because we're two nice boys.
So that's like, no, I'm not really nice. I have a mean streak. I used to be really mean as a kid. I was a fucking asshole. I've just tried to do a lot of work. Yeah, man. I'm not. No. And that's the thing too that I feel bad about because I don't want to come off as fake, but I know that. Because I used to be mean where I would say like the top shelf words. Like my nickname in high school was Critical Hit Theo because I would just say like bad shit.
Really? Like people would make fun of me. You just go like way over the line, like immediately. Yeah,
people would be like, damn, Theo, you got kind of fucking fat, huh? And I'd be like, hey, didn't your parents get divorced recently? That's weird, right? You think you're just sad about that and you're taking out on me? And they're like, whoa, okay. Like, you know, okay, it's a little different weight and
so that
drama.
Gun, so that gunslinger attitude.
It's there.
You came out.
I just knew when I started comedy. I'm like, I can't be a fucking asshole to people. I don't want to be. I don't want to be that.
You can.
Clearly we found out you can. But I don't want to be that as a person. I want to do it only to people that deserve it. So like the comments I was talking about on that stupid joke I made online. I'm like, all right, you talk shit to me, then it's open.
If you open the door, then I think that. You're welcoming it, whatever the response is.
Yeah.
Is there a Critical Hit Theo moment that sticks out in your brain?
So yes.
That you
this wasn't too bad. This was first grade. So there was this girl in my class. I'm not gonna say her last name, but let's just say her name was Ashley. And we hated each other. And did you ever have somebody when you were a kid in your class that you just hated? I call them like my hate mate, where you just fucking hated them. And it could even be work, where you just have someone that like you got to talk shit about and not like. Yeah. I had it as early as first grade. So we never really liked each other. And it was one spring day in recess. I just remember the sun was shining. Dodgeball was a huge thing. We're playing dodgeball. I throw the ball at her, hits her in the face, gets her out. But she gets mad, and we start talking shit to each other. She was like, fuck you, you hit me in the face. She's like, you're a little bitch.
First grade.
Yeah, we swore a lot. It was
hell yeah.
And when she said bitch, everyone was like, ooh, a circle was forming. Kids do. The tribal part about being a fucking kid. Circle was forming around, and she said bitch. Everyone was like, oh shit. And I'm like, yeah, you're a fucking fat bitch or whatever. I just add on to it. It wasn't that, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't that bad, whatever. No, there's more.
I called that. Then everyone was like, oh, it was kind of the same. But they were like, oh, okay, all right, whatever. And she goes, she used the nuke that I don't think a lot of little boys know how to handle. She goes, yeah, well, you're a fucking pussy. Mm. And I got so frustrated. I looked at her and like I was just so angry. It bubbled up. I just went, said, my mom loves me more than your mom loves you. And everyone was kind of like, what the fuck? Like, but she started bawling, crying. Dude, oh, no. She was in tears. Everyone was like, that fucking kind of sucked. Why is she even crying for? Right? She's crying, like, the bell rings or whatever. We go back inside. She's like inconsolable at her chair. And she, and like the teacher's like, what's wrong? What happened? She's like, Theo, she snitched on me. Fucking snitch, Ashley, if you're listening to this.
It's not like she was even threatened. It's not like even her life was threatened.
I end up going down to the principal's office and I end up doing like a week's worth of just after school detention because of that. But he makes me
a little bit of time
go up in front of the class and apologize. And I just remember him saying, like, sitting there and be like, I feel like after his apology, all our hearts have been mended and we are can now move beyond this. And I just remember thinking, I'm like, dude, people get stabbed here. What the fuck is going on? Like, our school, like, there was fights. It was, like, K through 8. So there was, like, bad stuff happening. Maybe they were trying to, like, stomp this and, like, nip this in the bud from going on. But, yeah, I remember saying that. And then after, as I'm leaving school, her mom found me and cursed me out and, like, swore at me. She's like, don't ever talk about my fucking daughter like this. I don't know why I just bleeped myself.
That's a...
But, yeah, this is a...
It's a bad podcast. Mom to curse out
I know,
a...
I was kind of right. I was like, yeah, my mom would never do this. My mom would never yell at a kid she didn't know. So fuck you, lady.
Literally what I was thinking as you were telling that, I was like, that's a pretty bad mom. I think you kind of nailed that one, dude.
I did that as a bit year one, and it just hasn't worked, but you brought that up.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to think of, like, another time. I've not tried to block it out, but no, man, I was a dick. I feel like, yeah.
So, when you say you've tried to do some work on it, was there a specific time, like a moment like that where you're like...
In the middle of high school, because I got picked on a lot when I was a kid.
Okay, so is so, that also why you're at, it kind of makes sense.
I got picked on a lot as a kid because I was small, but also because people would pick on me. I couldn't beat them up, so I would just say mean things to hurt them. Because I'm like, oh, the only way I can hurt them is with words.
Yeah.
So people would be like, yo, you better stop talking shit. We're going to fuck you up. I'm like, you're going to beat me up anyway. I'm like, go fuck your mother. Like, I would just say stuff to I'd be like, you're going to push me into the snowbank. Like,
I'm
going to
get
guys.
Cracked right now anyway.
So, no, I think I got older, and I started to, like, work out a little bit, and then I just started to, like, bully people a little bit and that tacks onto you fast. And then I just realized, I'm like, oh, I don't want to be this person. I'm like, this guy's a fucking cunt. Like, I don't want to be that guy who's just a dick and stuff. And so yeah, I think I started like towards the end of high school, but it didn't take the change took a long time. Because I remember there'd be some people coming up to me like, you know, I always thought of you as a fucking asshole in high school, but like, you've changed. And I just remember being like, oh, that's that made me feel good that I've, like,
that you've
actually, yeah. But it's still there. Oh, yeah. It will always be there. I know that. I just am getting better at knowing when to access it.
I'm very sorry. We're almost an hour in. Do you want water or seltzer? Oh, you have.
I'm good on water. You're good? For okay. Right now. Yeah.
All right. I forgot to offer that at the beginning, and you can close that.
Yeah, you're the worst podcast host ever.
Hey, man. As you say that, I can pull this Uno reverse card out. I have one seltzer left. As I was wrapping up cooking, I was like, I'll have that, you know, whatever.
What flavor?
I could just offer cranberry lime. I'll offer Theo water. And I was like, you didn't get a rack.
Fish posh, Daniel. Fish posh.
You don't like cran lime?
No, I'm just kidding.
No. Oh, I was like,
my favorite's pomegranate. Pomegranate rules.
I've been really fucking with the pomegranate lately. Also, Polar, please. I want to be a Polar sponsored comic so badly.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good.
I don't know. I just keep putting it out into the universe. That's like the one sponsor that I would accept right now.
He has gotten a letter from Spindrift, so hurry up. Spindrift.
Yeah,
doesn't just have natural Canada flavors. Dry as well. Polar. Yeah, it's citric acid and lime juice. Come on, catch up.
But, you know, all, like the boner pills and the like
You got boner pill sponsorship?
No, I've had sex toy offerings,
and
I don't want. What am I? How? I feel like I'm not at the point right now.
We're sitting on halves of a whole couch. You're not at the point that you don't need the money? What are you talking about?
I was saying that I need the money. I feel like I'm not at the point where I don't feel comfortable. Like, imagine in the middle of this conversation where it's shifted here and there between seriousness.
We've jumped.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So imagine though, if in the middle of like a random serious moment that we were having a conversation, contemplating something, if it was like,
hey, do you want to get your fucking dick hard? Here's 30 seconds.
You're telling me that wouldn't be funny if you're like, so in fifth grade, I said I wanted to kill a girl. Hey, do you want to get your dick hard? That'd be so funny. Like, do I hate commercials in the middle of videos? Yes, obviously. But the time, if you can choose when the timing of it is to make it funny, I think people would like
it. I also, what I'm going for is just like a dinner conversation between friends, a new friend, someone interesting, whatever, that the listener gets to be a fly on the wall for. So how often during a dinner conversation does like a billboard walk or like someone spinning a sign
Liberty
Insurance.
You've never had dinner with my family. Well, my mom will be like, stop 1 second. I got to talk about dildos real quick. I know we're arguing about politics, but Sattva mattresses, really.
And so exactly. And so like I'm trying to do a very organic and slow, you know, growth process. Like, that's why I started the Patreon for $1. You know, I'm gonna do a Patreon episode right after this. You know, it's just solo episodes.
I'm not trying to be like cocky or anything, but I feel like we're giving them like $2 content.
Oh, at least. And this is the public one. Least. So if you want to keep hanging, we can keep going. Ooh. And we won't bleep stuff. Okay. But
make a Patreon.
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah, fuck it, man. Yeah. So
I'm a company man.
Going back to my dad's made two positive appearances this episode. That's wonderful. Yeah. I was telling him about it, the Patreon, and explaining it to him, and he somewhat grasped it, the concept of it and like what it is. And I said that I was going to be doing $1 for it. And he was like, he kind of cocked his head at first and then was like, well, Apple started at $1.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, man.
But you've been doing it long enough where, I mean, if you did $3.
Yeah, but like I also...
You think people are going to be like, Danny's a sellout? No.
But it's also... It gives me the going back to the rope. It's not something that it feels like I'm white knuckling if it's $1, where it's like I gotta keep putting stuff out on the Patreon as well as in the public eye.
But you're
like,
working hard to do this, man.
I am absolutely. Yeah. And so like if a little dollar bill comes my way, great. And maybe one day those dollar bills will become $5 bills and then $10 bills and like you know. I'm super grateful for the pop and the eyes that are coming my way. I just don't want to now be like, yes, I want more.
He wants to wait till it gets really good. It's not that you want more. Things are getting expensive, man. I don't really get that feeling from you where you're like, I'd want more. But everything's expensive now. You're still working just as hard, if not harder, to make this so.
I just wanted to still be like two, three bucks. Heartfelt, and
I love honest. I love that you think you're like we're at $5 now, so we're gonna review what the BBC put out about the Middle East.
Yeah,
No, you're not gonna do that, man. It's still gonna be. But if people, dude, you're getting eyeballs. It's like fuck it, do it.
Yeah, it's cool. I appreciate it, but you know, I also feel like you deserve eyeballs. Ryan Ellington deserves eyeballs. There's so many good comics in Boston that
Let's not be hasty with the Ryan Ellington, right?
I feel like there's so many wonderful comics in the city, and some are getting eyeballs. You know, there's plenty of other people that are popping now too.
Yeah,
which is nice, awesome. Because I feel like this city sort of is, you know, you had like the Philly pop, you had the Austin pop. I kind of feel like this scene and the people that are in it and
have been blown up.
You know, there's a lot of talent around here. So I kind of feel like this could be the next good.
I mean, it always has been. It's at the very least, Boston has been a great starting city for.
That's like, exactly it. Is a lot of people leave.
Yeah, a lot of people leave. Obviously, they go to the big two, New York, LA.
Right. And so, stuff.
But yeah, I think it is getting better, and people are starting to see it. But yeah, I'm gonna wait and see, man. It's only been getting better each year. So,
dude, I've saved it for a landing zone. But when we were talking before about. Post and you know I always stay in the room for him. It's I feel like you're also someone that I love
thank you.
Watching.
Thank you.
You know you when we were hanging out at the studio, you were like, "What are you going to ask? What are we going to talk about?" I was like, "This is all just a trap to get people that I care about to come over or like I'm interested by and want to talk to."
Yeah,
it's just going to go and like now. Also, too, I feel like a good boundary that. Having said that to you, is like if I ask you once or twice and like it doesn't work out, I'm not gonna hunt you down. Hey guys, I had to find a place to cut it at some point because Theo and I just ended up talking for like another hour on the Patreon. So, in traditional dinner at your place fashion, it just kind of goes, and we just kind of went. It was a super fun conversation. So here's the last little chunk of that. Surgically Frankensteined into this episode for a normal ending. Thanks a lot. Join the Patreon. It's a dollar. What's the worst that can happen?
You don't get to listen to this, bitch. Write a fucking joke. Stop doing that.
All right, wait. Pause. Go back to this for a second. Because this is going to be the end of the original episode. Go listen to the Patreon. We just talked for like another extra hour. Theo Constantino, I don't even know where this is going to come back in, but Ooh. What do you have coming up that you want to plug? Shows, you're all over. Just follow the Instagram handle.
Follow my Instagram handle at Theo Constantino with a K.
Oh, Bleacher Bar every Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I run a show at Bleacher Bar in Fenway. Every Tuesday, the Sox aren't there. I wish I had dates, but I had to get surgery. My dick was too big. It was hurting my lower back. I'll tell you guys dates next time. Bye.
Love you lots. Thanks for listening. Bye.